Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, and as always, I'm joined by the ever-energetic Core. How's it going, Core?
Hey, Jack. I'm pumped, as usual. We have an awesome lineup today, from some mind-blowing advancements in AI to the latest drama in the world of tech business, and, of course, a sprinkle of Web 3.0 magic. It's all happening here, folks.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, there's been a ton of buzz around recent political shifts impacting the tech landscape. We've got a lot to unpack. But first off, I'd love to know, Core, any fun robot stories this week?
Oh, you bet. I stumbled upon this AI that can paint like Picasso during its coffee breaks. And trust me, that's a lot more impressive than my cat's latest attempt at modern art.
Laughs well, your cat may want to step up their game. On a more serious note, we've seen some groundbreaking updates in the AI world this past week. New algorithms, data ethics, and of course, the ever-controversial topic of AI in the job market.
And speaking of controversy, how about that massive debate over AI's role in the recent political campaigns? It's like watching a chess match where the pieces are arguing back at you.
Exactly. C-O-R-R. We'll dive deep into that one. But we can't overlook what's happening in the tech business arena. The latest mergers, acquisitions, and of course, some spicy boardroom drama. It's like an episode of Succession, but for tech geeks like us.
And just when you thought things couldn't get more futuristic, Web 3.0 is looming larger than ever. Blockchain, decentralization, and some wild predictions for the future of the internet. Strap in, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
So grab your favorite snack, settle in, and prepare for an hour of deep dives, debates, and maybe even some laughs along the way. Welcome to the latest episode of AI Unchained. Let's get started. So, Core, what's your take on this recent hack of telemessage? It's crazy that not only government agencies, but companies like Coinbase were using it. And now all their data is out in the wild.
Yeah, Jack. It's a wild situation. We're talking about sensitive communications from customs and border protection, and even a crypto giant like Coinbase. Makes you wonder about the security protocols they had in place, or didn't have, evidently.
Absolutely. And then there's Mortensen from Telemessage saying, "You bring the AI, we bring the privacy." Clearly, they didn't bring enough of that privacy to the table.
Right? It's almost a joke at this point. But on a more serious note, the implications are massive. Over $2 billion in crypto stolen in just the first half of this year, and a huge chunk of that from a single breach by North Korean hackers. It's like they've found a gold mine in crypto exchanges.
And it seems like North Korea has really upped their game in this arena. They're not just breaking into exchanges, but they're also using these funds to sidestep sanctions and bolster their nuclear program. That's a terrifying thought.
It's a perfect example of how fragmented our global effort to secure digital assets really is. It's almost like a game of cat and mouse where the stakes are sky high.
And speaking of sky high stakes, what about the firms doubling down on holding Bitcoin? Companies like Volcan trying to reverse their poor stock performance by raising $500 million to start a Bitcoin treasury.
Yeah, that move raised some eyebrows. Especially considering their stock soared 135% after the announcement. It's a clear indication that crypto is still seen as a viable hedge, despite all the chaos and hacks we're seeing.
True. And it's fascinating to see how this mindset has pervaded so many companies. Over 140 firms have added Bitcoin to their balance sheets. Strategy, for instance, holds more than $72 billion worth of BTC.
Exactly. But you have to wonder how sustainable this strategy is in the long run. One big hack could wipe out significant holdings. And let's not forget, the crypto market is notoriously volatile.
That's a good point. Even so, it's hard to deny the potential growth. Look at what's happening with altcoins like Solana and XRP. Massive gains. It's almost like we're seeing a mini gold rush happen all over again.
And the tech behind these coins is impressive. Solana's speed and low transaction costs are attracting a lot of attention. Plus, the technical indicators show it's setting up for a potential breakthrough.
Yeah, the indicators like the Golden Cross scenario you mentioned and the recent volume spikes suggest something big is brewing for Solana. And then there's XRP smashing past its old all-time high from 2018. That's definitely got some investors buzzing.
There's a lot of momentum there, partly fueled by regulatory optimism, which is refreshing amid all the regulatory uncertainty we've had in the past.
Speaking of regulation, it's interesting to see the U.S. finally making moves, passing the Genius and Clarity Acts, even though Crypto Week almost collapsed. It's like we're finally getting a framework to navigate this space more securely.
Yeah, and not a moment too soon. With the House pushing stablecoin regulation, it looks like we might see a much safer environment for crypto investments, but the fight isn't over, especially with the contentious anti-CBDC movement still causing a stir.
No doubt. It feels like we're at a pivotal moment, like they're trying to put guardrails up without crushing innovation.
Exactly. It's a balancing act, and everyone's watching closely. If they get it wrong, it could stifle the market. Get it right, though, and we might finally start seeing crypto become as mainstream as it deserves to be.
Here's hoping for the latter, because at the end of the day, the potential for growth, innovation, and even societal benefit is immense.
Couldn't agree more. Let's just hope we can keep it secure and sustainable.
So, Core, we were just talking about the new features in LeChat from Mistral. What do you think about it becoming more intuitive and capable?
Oh, absolutely, Jack. I've been using LeChat for a few weeks now, and their deep research mode is a game changer. The ability to reason through complex questions, particularly in multiple languages, is impressive. It's like having a multilingual research assistant on call 24/7.
Right. And the fact that Mistral launched these updates without requiring users to fork over their data to the cloud is a big win. It addresses the privacy concerns that have been haunting AI adoption, especially in sectors like healthcare and finance.
Exactly. Keeping data on-premises while still leveraging advanced AI capabilities gives businesses the control and confidence they need. I think this can really accelerate the adoption of AI in highly regulated industries. Imagine a hospital using LeChat to parse through medical records and provide insights without any of that sensitive data ever leaving their servers.
Speaking of control, what do you think of OpenAI's new ChatGPT agent? It can basically do complex tasks like planning a meal, ordering ingredients, creating slide decks, even using a virtual computer to log into your accounts. But they're also implementing extensive safety measures due to its increased capabilities. What's your take?
Oh boy, the ChatGPT agent has stirred quite a bit of debate, hasn't it? On one hand, its autonomy is absolutely next level. Imagine just telling it to plan your entire week, and it does everything from scheduling meetings to ordering groceries. That's super convenient.
On the flip side, though, there's the risk of these AI agents being misused. OpenAI has flagged this model for its potential risks, especially in biological and chemical weapon domains, even though they have no direct evidence yet. It's kind of like they've given AI a driver's license, but are still worried it might go rogue and crash the car.
Definitely. That's why their precautionary approach with real-time monitors and classifiers is crucial. ChatGPT agent constantly checks for suspicious patterns and user requests to mitigate risks. It's like having a security guard for your AI interactions, which is essential given the new capabilities.
And did you see how OpenAI disabled the memory feature for this agent to avoid potential data breaches? Past conversations can't be referenced, which might limit some functionality, but significantly enhances security.
That's a smart move. Memory in AI has its benefits, but in this case, it's better to be safe than sorry. Now, what about NVIDIA resuming sales of its H20 AI chip to China? This move is significant considering the previous export ban by the U.S. government. It's causing quite a stir in the AI and tech community.
Yeah, Jensen Huang's speech at the China International Supply Chain Expo in Beijing was powerful. His emphasis on AI robots understanding the physical world and transforming factories is a bold vision. Also, open collaboration with global developers in China by sharing AI models was a crucial point he made. It's like they're saying, let's build the future together, but we need to ensure everyone's on the same page with security and performance benchmarks.
And it's no surprise that NVIDIA's open source models from big Chinese players like Alibaba and Baidu are accelerating global AI development. Collaboration is key here, but it needs to be balanced with security and privacy measures. This whole AI ecosystem is like a high-stakes juggling act. Keep the balls in the air or risk dropping everything.
Totally. On that note, let's pivot back to the business side. Companies like Sema.ai partnering with Cisco bring AI capabilities to Industry 4.0 environments. Real-time AI processing at the industrial edge with robust reliability, it's shaping up to be a monumental shift for manufacturing and logistics.
True. And the edge AI solutions like these will bridge the gap between cutting-edge technology and traditional manufacturing processes. It's a practical approach to integrate AI without overhauling the entire infrastructure, which can save tons of operational costs and improve efficiency dramatically.
Makes you wonder how far we can push AI integration without hitting a ceiling on either technology or regulatory limits, right?
And speaking of limits, have you noticed how OpenAI is limiting access to some of their tools, like the new ChatGPT agent, making it available first to pro users? It's a classic strategy to test the waters, but makes you wonder when general users will get their hands on it.
Yeah, it's like they're beta testing with a smaller crowd to iron out the kinks. But the moment it becomes widely available, it could revolutionize productivity tools and how we manage daily tasks. Think of it like Siri or Alexa, only way more proactive and involved.
Indeed, this AI revolution is like watching the Industrial Revolution, but in hyperspeed. Dynamic, disruptive, and a bit daunting. But hey, that's the beauty of living in the tech age, isn't it?
Absolutely. And with companies like Blackcell raising seed funding to build AI agent-specific cloud infrastructure, it's clear the market sees this as the next big thing. They're betting that traditional cloud providers like AWS and Google Cloud aren't tailored enough for these AI-first companies. Big call.
Bold moves, Jack. Bold moves indeed. Blackcell is essentially setting up a cloud just for AI agents. Their infrastructure allows for sandboxed virtual machines that boot in under 25 milliseconds, makes you rethink the future of web services versus agent services.
It's like creating a new layer of the internet specifically optimized for AI operations. Gartner predicts that 75% of app development will involve AI agents by 2028, and with this new infrastructure, they'll be ready to handle the scale. It's like prepping the runway for an AI takeoff.
The question is whether current giants can pivot fast enough to stay relevant, or if these new players will steal the show. Only time will tell, my friend. Meanwhile, I can't wait to see how this plays out and how all these advances mesh together to form our new tech landscape.
Okay, Cor, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's been on my mind recently. How we can optimize prompts using multi-agent systems to improve our AI interactions. I mean, it's a concept that's both exciting and a bit complex, but can revolutionize how we handle feedback.
Absolutely, Jack. It's like having a team of virtual assistants continuously refining your instructions until they're near perfect. Think of it as running a relay race, where each AI hands off an improved baton to the next.
Exactly. It's inspired by Narayan's posts where you use multiple instances of AI, like Claude, and let them communicate. Imagine one Claude instance generating an initial output based on a prompt, then another evaluating it, pointing out shortcomings, and refining the prompt. It's a continuous loop of improvements.
Makes total sense. Rather than just getting a single output and having to tweak it manually, you're automating the refinement process. It's like having a brainstorming session where everyone keeps building on each other's ideas.
Right. And this isn't just theory. I actually attempted to implement this at my work. I started with defining criteria, something straightforward like clarity and relevance, and created a rubric file. Each prompt and its context went into separate files. Then I set up Claude to generate outputs and evaluate them in cycles.
That sounds pretty structured. How did it work out? Did you see a significant improvement?
The first few rounds were a bit rough, as expected. But as the cycle continued, the prompts started getting sharper and more on point. The key takeaway was the potential of having AIs collaborate to enhance their own outputs.
That's brilliant. I often think about how this could apply to front-end development too. Like using MCP servers, such as Playwright, for automating UI testing and making it a part of this iterative process you described.
Oh, definitely. Imagine an AI generating a UI, taking a screenshot, assessing it, and then tweaking it if something's off. And then using the same feedback loop to refine not just prompts, but entire user interfaces.
Yeah, and incorporating things like dual decoding modes could optimize performance. Safe mode for memory efficiency and turbo mode for speed. It's about balancing the efficiency and speed of these iterative processes.
And don't forget, multi-agent systems communicate through an action log, kind of like a collaborative diary where each AI logs its actions and outcomes, making the whole process transparent and traceable.
That transparency is crucial. It's not just about making something faster or more efficient, but understanding how and why the system's improving. Speaking of which, I saw a similar idea being used in decentralized finance, where institutional investors are jumping in, hoping to mitigate risks through smart, iterative strategies.
You know, it's moments like these, I wonder why we aren't seeing broader regulation in DeFi. It's clear that iterative processes and balance can drive success. So why is Congress dragging its feet?
Good point. I mean, Australia's approach seems more proactive. They aim to collaborate with the industry to manage risks rather than shutting down business activities. It's a smart move, if you ask me.
Agreed. You'd think everyone would see the benefits of a collaborative, iterative approach. Even in the world of gaming, where companies like Nelson's are trying to reclaim their footing in markets, having robust, iterative strategies could make all the difference.
It's really a no-brainer. Whether it's AI prompt optimization, UI development, or managing financial tech risks, the principle remains the same. Continuous improvement through intelligent feedback loops can drive massive gains.
And that core is why discussions like these are so important. It's fascinating to see how iterative processes and AI collaboration can transcend industries and bring about smarter, more efficient solutions.
Couldn't agree more, Jack. There's so much potential here, and I can't wait to see where it takes us next.
So, Core, we were just digging into the nitty-gritty of that basic income pilot project in Ontario. Pretty fascinating stuff. I mean, can you imagine receiving a fixed payment with no strings attached just to, you know, live a bit more comfortably?
Yeah, Jack, it's quite a concept. This pilot offered $17,000 a year for individuals and $24,000 for couples. The whole idea was to see if people would stay healthier, happier, and actually keep working, even with a guaranteed income. It's kind of turning the whole people will just sit around if they get free money argument on its head, right?
Exactly. And what's interesting is that even though these payments were 15 to 20% higher than what people would get from traditional welfare programs like ODSP, the benefits were supposedly offset by reduced hospital visits and increased tax contributions. It's like a win-win scenario.
Precisely. And honestly, it makes sense. If people aren't stressed about where their next meal is coming from, they can actually focus on other things like their health or even getting better jobs. It's such a different approach compared to simply providing welfare support.
And it's not just about the monetary benefits. I read that participants reported feeling much more secure and less anxious. It's like the government was providing a little safety net, and it had ripple effects through all aspects of their lives. This just might be the blueprint for future welfare programs.
Absolutely. And speaking of the future, let's switch gears here to another form of governmental support. How about that tech ICE is using, huh? The whole facial recognition thing is both fascinating and a bit terrifying.
No kidding. Imagine ICE agents just pointing their smartphones at someone and instantly getting all their personal details. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, only it's real life.
What's wild is how precise this technology has become. They can match faces almost instantly against a database of 200 million images. That's a lot of data being processed at an insane speed. The privacy implications are what really get you thinking, though.
Yeah, I'm all for tech advancement, but there needs to be a balance. Safety and privacy shouldn't be mutually exclusive. Plus, you have the whole issue of accuracy. Misidentifications can lead to some serious consequences for people who were wrongly flagged.
Speaking of serious consequences, let's not forget about the uproar from gamers over that Nintendo Switch 2 ban incident. I mean, imagine dropping $450 on a new console only to have it banned weeks later because of some sketchy used game purchase. Ouch.
Oh man, the poor guy. It's one of those nightmare scenarios for gamers. The fact they can lock you out of online services altogether is honestly pretty draconian. You would think there'd be a more player-friendly solution.
I guess the lesson here is always check the provenance of used games. But seriously, why not allow the user a grace period or an appeal process instead of an outright ban?
Exactly. A little bit of customer support can go a long way. But hey, speaking of support, you know what's really taking off? Startups touching on diversity and inclusion, like AmiCole and Boulevard. It's encouraging to see this kind of wave gaining momentum, especially after such turbulent times.
Definitely. And it's not just about feel-good initiatives. These companies are building real, sustainable businesses. Boulevard, for example, stumbled upon a gold mine with their online payment system. What started as a solution to no shows transformed into processing billions in payments. It's crazy how sometimes the problems you solve turn into your greatest opportunities.
No doubt about it. And bringing it back to the broader business landscape, ComSec and their secure cloud services for highly regulated industries remind us that cybersecurity isn't taking a back seat anytime soon. They're really making waves, especially with the rise in digital threats.
Spot on. In a world where data breaches seem to be becoming the norm, companies like ComSec ensuring top-tier security could very well be the unsung heroes behind many successful corporations. And it's about time more industries take note.
Right. It's funny how all these threads, basic income, advanced ICE tech, switch bans, and inclusive startups sort of weave together into this broader conversation about the future of tech, privacy, and society. We're definitely living in interesting times. CORR.
That we are, Jack. And it's up to us to stay informed, question the status quo, and of course, keep enjoying the tech we love responsibly. On that note, what do you say we dive into some listener questions next?
Sounds like a plan. Let's keep the conversation going. Well, that was one heck of a discussion we had today, Core. From exploring the latest breakthroughs in AI, to diving deep into the intricacies of the business world, and touching on some spicy political debates.
Absolutely, Jack. I think we really hit the mark with our insights on the ethical considerations of AI and the impact of recent legislative changes on tech startups. Plus, that debate over the future of remote work was really something. Lots of passionate perspectives there.
Save your puns, CORR. But seriously, it's always refreshing to see how different opinions can coexist and push the conversation forward. I especially loved our back and forth on whether autonomous vehicles are ready for prime time. That was a blast.
For sure, Jack. And sometimes your skepticism is, let's say, entertaining to work with. To our listeners, thanks for sticking with us through our little tangents and occasional banter.
Right, because who doesn't love a bit of friendly bickering now and then? Big thanks to everyone tuning in to AI Unchained. You guys make these discussions even more exciting and meaningful.
Yeah, we appreciate your time and attention. We hope the deep dives into current technology trends and the bursts of laughter were both educational and enjoyable for you.
And remember, folks, our digital door is always open. Feel free to reach out with your thoughts, feedback, and those burning questions you have about the future of AI or any other topic we covered.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends and colleagues. Let's keep this conversation going.
Just think of it as adding fuel to our never-ending debate fire. Until next time, thank you for joining us on AI Unchained.
Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, everyone.